The most underrated skill set no one talks about. Welcome to the No Permission Needed podcast, your podcast that will help you own your zeal and freedom. I am the host that loves you the most. Yes, indeed. My name is Ozeal. And first off, I hope you're doing well. And if you have been listening to the podcast, thank you so much. I kindly ask you for a huge favor. Please leave a review if any of these episodes have resonated with you. Okay, it definitely helps in bringing more visibility to the podcast. That's what we want to accomplish, is to impact and make a positive influence and help others own their zeal and freedom. And we can only do this if everybody's in supporting and showing some love on the iTunes Apple review section. So please head over to Apple review and leave a, you know, honest review. And I would love to also showcase your review as well online. I'll show you some love. So thank you so much for doing that. And also, if this is your first time tuning in, I do have something for you. I have a special gift at ozeal.net. Head over there, get access to your free audio mixtape, Spark Your Zeal. 3 powerful questions that will help you get unstuck and spark your zeal in life and in business so you can start living a life of meaning, passion, purpose, and permission. So check it out. In today's episode, I want to share with you the most underrated skill set no one is talking about, at least from what I've been seeing. And I've been in this online space for over a decade now. And I read a lot of books on personal development, business. I listen to a lot of podcasts. And in a world of tactics and strategies and new online tools to automate and all the other promises that are out there, here's a skill set that has proven to be the true game changer for me. And I wanted to share this with you. Are you ready? Making a decision. That's right, making a decision. Movement comes from energy, but you can't spark that energy without deciding to make it happen. And when I look back at all my false starts and projects and even relationships, none of them succeeded because I simply did not make a decision to make it work. And sometimes a project, maybe a relationship, they all have seasons, and sometimes they're meant to transition out of our lives. But if I look at all the things that have been successful in my life, those are the ones where I decided to make it work, period. I recently had a conversation with a client I'm coaching, and she expressed her frustration for not knowing what direction she should take, and she started to get upset with me because I didn't give her the answer she wanted. After going back and forth like a game of tug of war, because that's what it felt like, there was a moment of rest and I simply told her, just stop resisting and decide. That's it. Just make a decision. And she was confused by my answer, but at the same time, it felt like I gave her permission to choose a path, to follow her yellow brick road, right? Like even we go back to the story of the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy finds some bumps along the yellow brick road on her search to get home, right? To find the Wizard of Oz. But the Wicked Witch and the Flying Monkeys, they stood in her way, and she never stopped following her path despite all of the challenges she had to face. So you may not know exactly where it will lead, but when you follow your own path, your mission, your destination gets closer and closer. So my message to you, my friend, is start to build a habit of making decisions. Stop looking for tactics, new strategies, ways to automate your life and your business, and start getting into the habit of making a decision. Decide to walk 10 minutes a day for your health and well-being. Decide to commit 20 minutes of writing every morning so you can finally finish that book you've been dreaming about. Decide to go to bed by 9 p.m. so you can wake up at 5 a.m. the next morning at your optimal performance and be able to crush the thing that you're trying to accomplish. I discovered decision-making is a muscle, and it's going to help you immensely, not only for your personal growth, but also if you're running and starting a business. And it's been a true game changer, and I wanted to make sure that I talk about it on this podcast because I come across a lot of clients, even friends who feel stuck, who feel like they just don't have the confidence to move in that right direction, in their direction, because they are scared. They are afraid. And I get it. I mean, I talked about that in my last episode, right? Take your turn. Don't be afraid to take your turn. So it happens to all of us. But instead of, again, searching for the flashy new object, the shiny object syndrome, right, that many of us face, I want to challenge you to make a decision, to just decide. And that's my question for the day. What decision will you make to get you closer to your destination? So the question of the day, what decision will you make to get you closer to your destination today? Head over to our private Facebook group or head over to ozeal.net/148 and let me know, let us know what decision you're making today. Thank you for listening. Peace, one love, and remember to always give yourself permission to own your zeal and freedom.